Part 3. Directions. In this section of the test, you will hear a number of conversations between two people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what is said in each conversation. You must select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. Each conversation will be spoken only one time and will not be printed in your test book. Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, Excelsior Hotel. How may I help you?
Hi, I telephoned yesterday to make a reservation for two single rooms over the weekend of the 1st. I'd like to add a third room to my reservation.
Okay, let me check availability for you. I'll need your last name and reservation number, please.
Certainly. The last name is Jordan, and my number is 1076KJ.
Number 41. What is the man doing? Number 42. What information does the woman need? Number 43. What is Jordan? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
What do you think of our new billing system? It's been up and running for a couple of weeks now.
It's about time we got ourselves computerized. We're always so behind the times.
Yes, but as they say, better late than never, I guess. Anyway, it's certainly making my life easier in the supplies office.
Number 44. What are the man and woman discussing? Number 45. What does the man imply? Number 46. What does the woman think of the changes? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Rogers, I'm reviewing your expense record from your business trip, and I have a question about this dinner on the 18th. According to the planner, there were no business meetings that evening.
Oh yes, that was an unscheduled dinner with a man who specializes in telecommunication software. It was just by chance that I met him.
I see. Well, I hope you learned something useful.
Number 47. What can be said of the expense record? Number 48. Who did the man dine with? Number 49. What does the woman imply? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
I have a question about taxes. I'm self-employed, but I've received a demand for payment of taxes. I wasn't aware that I had to pay gross receipt taxes.
Yes, ma'am. It's required on all sales within the state.
How much will I owe with penalties and interest?
Why don't you take a look at this leaflet outlining the tax payment requirements for the self-employed? It's all explained here.
Number 50. What is the woman's problem? Number 51. What does the woman want to know? Number 52. What does the man tell the woman to do? Go on to the next page. Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Did John tell you that we've just completed the paperwork to purchase the lot next to our building?
Is that for the expansion that you've been talking about? You've had your eye on that for a long time.
Yes, well, now it's ours, and we're going to start construction in 3 months. We're going to extend the back of the store.
Number 53. What are they discussing? Number 54. What do the woman and John plan to do? Number 55. When will the plans take effect? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
I didn't notice you at the meeting this morning.
No, I had to see a client this morning. I didn't get back in time. How was the meeting?
Oh, well, you know, the same old stuff. Nothing was said that you don't already know.
I guess I won't feel bad about missing it then.
Number 56. What took place in the morning? Number 57. What did the woman have to do? Number 58. How does the woman feel about the meeting? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Do you have a number that I can reach John at? I need to ask him when the next shipment is due.
I've got his cell phone number. Here, you can call him on that.
Actually, he told me yesterday that his cell phone wasn't working. I need his office or home number.
I wouldn't call him at home if I were you. Why don't you look up his office number in the company directory?
Number 59. What does the man need? Number 60. What does the woman imply about John? Number 61. Where does the woman suggest looking? Question 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation.
When's the staff meeting? I can't find the agenda memo anywhere.
I have it marked on my planner. Let me check. Okay, it's next Wednesday from 1 to 5.
It's going to take all afternoon. It's usually done in an hour.
Yeah, well, there's going to be a presentation by the planning division, followed by a question and answer session.
Number 62. When is the meeting? Number 63. Why is the man surprised? Number 64. What will be happening at the meeting? Question 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation.
Have you heard the news about ASCO Limited? It's just unbelievable.
No, I haven't. What happened?
Well, their chief engineer has just admitted that he falsified data regarding their buildings. Many of the buildings have structural weaknesses.
Gosh, that's so irresponsible. I wonder why he did it.
I don't know, but they might have to pull down a lot of buildings.
Number 65. What are the man and woman discussing? Number 66. What is the problem at ASCO Limited? Number 67. What might be the result of this problem? Question 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation.
I've just been on the phone with Office Depot. They say we can't place any more orders until the previous invoice is paid. But you've already paid the bill.
Oh, the stationery bill. I forgot all about it. It's still here on my desk.
Well, you'd better pay that right away. We're nearly out of A4 paper and printer ink.
I'll go to the bank immediately.
Number 68. Why is the woman unable to place an order? Number 69. Whose fault is the problem? Number 70. When is the man going to the bank? Go on to the next page.